5. Play Park. They say that this is the country's most interactive playground, though everyone knows you can't beat a swing. I always remember my teacher, when I was in the last year of primary school, telling us all that most of us would end up in jobs that hadn't been invented yet. And I was excited by that. My brother said he was going to fly a space shuttle to Mars, but ended up working in an Amazon fulfillment centre. He was proper grumpy after his first day, and Mum told him to just imagine he was an elf working in Santa's grotto, which didn't really help. Some of my friends are at Tesco's and say that it's all right, that they can have a laugh and a natter, but it's not like when my mum and her friends used to hide their makeup in the factory so they could get straight to the pubs when their Friday shift was over. And it's not like there's a Tesco's football team and a Tesco's welfare and a Tesco's trip for all the kiddies to go to the seaside. I'm still trying to work out what to do. And I think I've decided not to be a window cleaner, like my mum says I should be, but a farmer. I've always enjoyed looking out at the landscape on the bus to Nottingham and Mansfield while my friends stare at the phones. And I became interested in the pigs, in seeing them in their hundreds in the fields with their little tin houses, or whatever they're made of, that look really comfy, all hanging around together, munching away endlessly, and the birds sit on them like they're portable pig sofas. My great-granddad kept pigs at the top of his garden. Apparently, he used to go around the houses on his street with a bucket every Sunday to collect scraps from the Sunday dinners to feed the pigs, and in return, he'd drop a few bits off when he'd killed and butchered them. A chop here, and a sausage there. You can't be squeamish if you like eating pigs, or any animal come to that. If it was down to me, that's how you'd run the meat aisle over at Tesco's. Instead of a row of pre-packed pork chops, there'd be a live pig running around and a rack of aprons and cleavers for people to use. And you'd see them all coming out, staggering to their cars with blood all over them and a look of terror on their faces. It's not pigs I want to farm, though. I want to find a way that connects to what this place is, what it means, and what it was built for. So I want to farm energy. The River Mourne powered water wheels, and that's what coal was. It was energy. The energy village is just over there, and there are wind turbines all over the landscape. So you can see how important energy still is to Ollerton. And I want to farm the biggest source of energy there is, the sun. All those solar panels opposite Thoresby Vale look incredible to me. Although you get people that think they're an eyesore, that complain that they ruin the landscape, that the fields look better without them. But not me. They're capturing the sun, and that's incredible. I'm sure it's a very technical job, and they probably don't need lots of people to work there. And it's nothing like the pig farms or the fields full of yellow rape. But maybe they're not thinking it through properly. I mean, they're called farms, aren't they? Solar farms. But nobody thinks of them as farms. Just as nobody who works in a fulfillment centre thinks of their work as fulfilling. So maybe we just need to find a way to bring the past farms and the future farms together so people don't mind them so much, so that they feel part of what people know and are used to. I know you can't mix solar farms with the pigs because they'd probably lie all over them, thinking they were some kind of addition to their tin homes, a kind of pig sunbed. But what if there was someone wandering around all those panels with a crook and a farmer's hat and a dog? What if they built scarecrows next to them to scare the clouds away? Scare clouds! What if you gave them a kind of smell? Perhaps a really nice sunny smell, like when you're on holiday. Perhaps people wouldn't mind them as much then and would realise that it's just farming, like all other kinds of farming. And more of them could be built without people getting annoyed. And then we'd have more energy. I know it's a daft idea, but I'm full of them. And that's how I like it. So there. Right, it's time to head on. Go through that arch and follow the path straight on. Have a play with it, if you want, and tell me what it does, because I'm not sure. You'll come to the circular road again, Darwin Drive. And just cross over that and walk up the path opposite. There's a big building to your left, which is Tesco's, and the view opens to your right. You'll come out on Rufford Avenue, and we'll need to cross over to Sherwood Drive, which is almost opposite, just slightly to your left. Keep going, and if the Oasis Cafe is open at the Life Spring Centre on your left, then you may want to pop in. You can listen to the next track there. Or you can walk up a little further to the bench outside St Joseph's Catholic Club and listen to it there. It doesn't matter which, it's up to you. And again, we'll start with somebody else talking.